This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we ended our program from Hebrews 2 talking about John Piper's quote on the verse that says, "How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?" He had a great piece of writing. We were right in the middle of it. We'll back it up a little so you can hear most of this again from John Piper as we continue this message from Hebrews, the second chapter. God bless you. Only what it is really, this great salvation, what he's really saying is this: don't neglect being loved by God. That's interesting. Neglecting your salvation is to neglect being loved by God. Don't neglect being forgiven and accepted and protected and strengthened and guided by the Lord. Don't neglect the sacrifice of Christ's life on the cross. Don't neglect the free gift of righteousness that's given to us by faith. Don't neglect the removal of God's wrath and the reconciled smile of God. Don't neglect the indwelling Holy Spirit and the fellowship and the friendship of the living Christ. Don't neglect the radiance of God's glory in the face of Jesus. Don't neglect the free access to the throne of grace. Don't neglect the inexhaustible treasure of God's promises. This is the great salvation. Neglecting it is very evil. Neglecting it is very evil. Don't neglect so great a salvation. I want to ask you a personal question. Some of you have gone through the experience of feeling neglected by another person. Maybe as a child, you felt neglected by a parent. Maybe you were dating someone and you felt neglected by the person you were dating. Maybe you're married and you feel neglected by your spouse. Maybe you feel neglected by grown children. Maybe you feel neglected by a brother or sister in life. Magnify the consequences, the ramifications of all that 1,000 times. And you still haven't begun to describe what it means to neglect your relationship with the Lord. Decide today that you're going to be a person who doesn't neglect your relationship with the Lord. I remember telling you about a woman that I knew in another city who said she went to the same church for over 30 years, and that same 30 years they had the same minister. And she was telling me about his ministry, and she was very complimentary, a nice man, nice family, etc., etc. He said, "But you know, in the 30 years that I attended there," she said, "I can never remember him ever asking us to decide to do anything. I can never remember him asking us to decide to believe something, to decide to do something, to decide to become something. It was just nice talks to nice people about nice things. He never asked us to decide anything." If you've ever heard me preach 4 or 5 sermons, you know that one of the most common words I use is the word decide. Decide, choose, make a decision to believe the Lord, decide to serve the Lord, decide to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And today is decision time again, where you decide that Hebrews 2, 1 through 4 is true, that how shall we escape if we neglect or ignore such a great salvation? We have been drifting away from the Lord, and now we're going to drift toward him. You know that you have repented in your life. If you want to know what a proof of repentance is, I know a man or woman has repented when they stop walking away from the Lord and they start walking toward him. I know a man or woman has repented when they stop walking away from the Lord and they turn around, they do a 180, and they start walking toward the Lord.
Well, does that describe your life at all, that you know in your heart of hearts that you have done some walking away from the Lord? And maybe after hearing this message from Hebrews 2, you realize I do need to focus on my relationship with the God who loves me more than I love myself. His name is Jesus.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.